Now you can send energy as a gift. When perhaps you have a child that is needing to get on in life in some way, or a friend or a relative that just needs extra help, is willing to do the work but not getting the breaks, you can send energy as a gift by thinking about somebody who is successful in the field that they perhaps want to be successful in. Think about that person and think about the energy of that person, the goodness of them, how they've gone about it, how they keep working. And you feel that energy, close your eyes, feel that energy as if it's your own. It's like, yes, yes, I've got to do that, I'll do this. You know, maybe they're a workaholic, maybe. Do you want to pass that on to somebody? Or do you want to pass on their quick thinking, their astute business mind? Think about what it is you want to pass on. And name it, feel it, even picture it if you can, and take it to the person you feel needs this help. And you put it to them. It's like you take a photograph and you lay it over the person. You take the photograph of the one that you need their positive energy. You take it to the person that really needs it. You overlay the photograph of that person and their energy over them. And you give it to them. You say, this is yours. You will be filled with this energy. You will be filled with this energy. And keep repeating the type of energy it is. Say the type of energy it is. What it is. What type of influence it will have for this person. You're giving them a gift of energy, good energy, positive energy. And you will see, and it can be with more than one person, but I wouldn't say more than two people, more than one person that you could use their energies, because one may have a wonderful business mind and be successful in that business. Another one may have huge financial abilities and they are very successful and they are good with their money, kind with their money. Put that to the person. These are just examples, but you can use these to influence someone. Use someone's success to influence someone. Always do it with love. None of these are difficult, but they take a little bit of time. You can do this for yourself as well. If you need the energy of somebody, you think about them, you think about the way they are, what they've achieved, or whatever it is you want from them. If it's finances, perhaps that's what you're looking for, somebody who's very successfully financially, and you're needing that for yourself. Then you think about that person, you think about how they are with money, that they're a good person, and they're not mean with their money. Then you want that energy to come to you. And you start to feel the success of this person. And you feel the success within yourself. You may not have the amount of money they have yet, but once you start to feel the success, and you continue to do it, you will have the money. I'm not saying you'll match their money, but you will have the amount of money you allow yourself to have. So you can gift yourself. Because this will take nothing from the other person, absolutely nothing. I'll tell you now that I have this energy field that I was told about by Spirit many, many years ago, that if people tapped into my energy field, they could receive help. And I've only ever told a few people of it over the years. and each one that has done it has been helped. And then they've let go of it because they've got on with their own lives. It's the same energy. It's there. I don't know that they're even doing it, and it doesn't deplete me at all.